It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin. The Trump administration plans to keep national parks open with minimal staff during the federal government shutdown. CPR's Benza Berkland has more.
The U.S. Department of Interior said national park roads, trails, and lookouts will generally remain accessible to visitors during a shutdown. National parks will use park fees to provide basic visitor services. While summer is the peak tourist time, fall is still busy. Last September and October, the state estimated 1.6 million visit days. Governor Jared Polis said keeping parks open was his top priority in the shutdown. He noted that Rocky Mountain National Park is a draw for visitors from around the world and said the state's four national parks are major economic drivers for rural communities. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A small airplane made an emergency landing early this morning on a major road in northeastern Colorado Springs. It closed two lanes of Powers Boulevard, which is also State Highway 21. Authorities say three people were on board the single-engine aircraft. No one was injured. Impacts to traffic are expected to last throughout the morning. And a statue that was pulled from a downtown Fruita art display is set to have a new home. The piece was removed within a month of its installation because of concerns that it showed female genitalia. Artist Pavia Justinian says the sculpture will be reinstalled on private property. This is KRCC and CPR News. Just ahead, we will have the latest on the government shutdown. It is 7 minutes past seven o'clock on this Wednesday morning, October 1st. It's okay. Go back to bed.